This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your daily dose of Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. And today, that inspiration is coming from mom. From two moms, in fact, who gave their daughters some great childcare tips when they really needed them. Namely, when the kids were driving them crazy. We're about halfway through our review of stories from our bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mom Knows Best. So if you want to hear more stories like these, listen to future episodes of the podcast, and also go back and listen to some of the past episodes too. In our first story, Kathleen Kohler tells us that she was racing through the grocery store, trying to get out fast, but her three-year-old son, Ben, was grabbing at things as they whizzed by them, sometimes knocking them to the floor. Kathleen kept telling him to stop touching things, but it wasn't working. Ben was on his way to having one of those fits that three-year-olds are famous for. Basically, Kathleen had to abandon any further shopping and just check out what she already had in the cart. While they were paying, a lady in the next lane said to Ben, "Oh my, aren't you the cutie?" And what did Ben do? He narrowed his eyes and screwed up his face and said, you cabbage, you, which is a prime insult from a three-year-old. Well, that lady recoiled and Kathleen was embarrassed. Ben was being awful. But then she remembered something her mother always said. When a child acts the most unlovable, that's when he needs the most love. Kathleen looked at her watch and realized that they had skipped lunch and they had skipped Ben's nap. No wonder he was acting out. It wasn't his fault at all. She gave him a big hug instead of reprimanding him for being rude to that lady, and he fell right to sleep in the car. Kathleen started following her mother's advice as her family grew. She often realized that her kids were melting down because she, Kathleen, had not planned the day well. She had crammed too much into the day. So she started planning their routines around nap times, and she tried to avoid overscheduling, and she carried snacks so she'd be ready when they had to skip a meal. Sometimes she just turned off the phone and read books with the kids. Other times they played board games or they went outside and took walks. Kathleen says her mom's advice continues to work in her family as her children, now grown, apply it to their own children, giving them love when they most need it, when they are at their most unlovable. Victoria Marie Lees shares a story about her own mother's advice and how it was the perfect antidote to all that bickering that kids do when they're claiming that one kid is getting more than the other, or fewer chores, or more privileges, or whatever injustices they seem to see. Victoria was fed up with her kids fighting over everything. Who got the bigger half of an ice cream sandwich, or who got to play with a toy longer? So her mom told her how her own mom had handled this. She put all the decision-making in the hands of the children. For example, If her two daughters had to split a dessert, she had one of them cut the dessert in half, but then the other girl got to choose which half she wanted. That led to the most precise cutting of halves ever in the world, as the girl who was cutting it knew that if she made one half bigger, her sister would choose the bigger one. When it came to doing chores around the house, Victoria's grandmother had the kids make the list of chores and then take turns picking the chores they wanted to do. But here's how they did it. One girl would write the list, but the other girl got to pick first. So all the chores ended up taking completely equal amounts of time. If the kids were dividing up a pile of Legos, one kid would sort them into two piles, but the other kid got to choose which pile she wanted. That ensured the piles were very, very equal. It all worked beautifully, and Victoria was a happy mom with kids who were satisfied with their halves and no longer bickering. Those are our Mom Knows Best stories for today. If you want to learn more about the book, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see the full cover of the book, and you'll be able to read some great tips from the stories. You can pick up a copy for yourself or your mother or grandmother at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or wherever you like to get your books. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of moving stories from our other new gift book for mothers and grandparents, Chicken Soup for the Soul Grandparents. We'll be talking about the unconditional support of grandparents and how important that is for kids who are following different paths than their siblings or friends.